Hello, we are learning in the book Shamati, article number 26. Man's future depends on gratitude for the past. Shamati, article number 26. So again, Shamati, article number 26. Man's future depends on gratitude for the past. It is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. Only the low can see the greatness. It is on page 82 in Shamati. The letters Yakar, precious, are the letters Yakir, will know. It means that one knows the greatness of a thing to the extent that it is precious to one. One is impressed according to the importance of the thing. The impression brings one to a sensation in the heart. And according to the measure of one's recognition of the importance, to that extent, joy is born in him. Thus, if one knows one's lowness, that one is not more privileged than one's contemporaries, meaning that one sees that there are many people in the world who were not given the strength to work the holy work even in the simplest of ways, even without the intent, and in lolishma, not for her sake, even in lolishma of lolishma, and even in preparation for the preparation of the clothing of kedusha, sanctity. While he was imparted the desire and the thought to nevertheless occasionally do holy work, even in the simplest possible way, if one can appreciate the importance of it, according to the importance that one ascribes to the holy work, to that extent one should give praise and be grateful for it. This is because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes keep the mitzvot, commandments, of the Creator, even without any intent. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy of the heart. The praise and the gratitude that one gives for it expands the feelings, and one is elated by every single point in the holy work and knows whose worker he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written, I thank thee for the grace that thou hast made with me, meaning for the past, and by this one can confidently say, and he does say, and that thou will do with me.
Shelot.
Questions?
Yes.
How should we be grateful for the Congress we just had?
Well, convention is okay. What does he basically want to tell us here about this great rule? All our advancement is in as much as the little, the less we want, with a very big will to receive that will constantly grow and be revealed. And we, upon that, will want less and less to use it.
Ubar.
You're talking about the convention. Well, okay. Ubar. The smallest possible degree of what can be. That a person, no matter how many desires he has and what, and in what directions, types, he makes for himself as if he has nothing, zero. How could he be a zero? Do I want it or not? Of course you want. What do you want? Everything. Well, and what's next? And next, I don't want to use them in any way. If you don't have such great desires and you don't want to use them, well, then it's really nothing. But if you have big desires and you close them and don't want to use them because this disconnects you from the upper force, from your creator, then you contribute, devote, offer up those desires, then you have a certain standing, not just nothing. That's called the Nubala. And then he lets the sea from one end to the other end of the world. And what? He is the Nubala, a fetus, nothing. He grows inside the upper. Imagine to yourself, you are entering into the Creator. You see everything. Feel everything. Only what? You don't want to feel or see or anything? It's as if you don't exist in your will to receive. You don't exist. It is completely restricted. As much as the Creator is about to open for you more and more treasures, even more you restrict yourself. And even more. And all of this is in order to bring him contentment, as you don't want to receive these things from him. You want to be in him. The closeness to adhere to the walls of the womb. That's it. Only to grow in such a way, that's called to grow in the Torah. The word of your Torah in my mouth is better than thousands of gold and silver. Please give me everything you want. Everything. I don't want it. Then you're growing inside of him. Then you're given even greater desires. And against them, you discover even greater pleasures. Then you already start to be not as an ubar, but as a small one, and so on. Meaning all our work is in restricting our will to receive in its service of oneself, to enter the zero, and beyond the zero to start using it in order to bestow. It's in opposite manner than the desire has. That's the whole work of the Ubal. And then Yenika. Suckling. Okay?
So, from what point does it begin?
It starts on the point where a person starts to feel that he wants to know what he wants to live for, what he's living for.
And then what?
Then he seeks where he can find an answer for it. That's it. Actually, he's subconsciously, he doesn't know, but he's searching where he can be adhered, so from there he'll receive all the answers. He's seeking a womb. And then he finds it. The group, the teacher, he finds them.
And then what?
What's next? He arranges those things for him, and then it's on him to do it.
You said that all of our progress is the less we want.
What is it we will desire less? For ourselves. How much we will want or not want is not us. You're right. We have to be more precise with this. We don't define what desires we will have, and in what way they'll be revealed, and to what quantity or quality also. The fact that we learn that Ubal is the first spiritual degree, it's considered that we, from the desires that we have, don't want to receive for our pleasure anything. What is for our pleasure? Nothing. Very simply, that everything that I need for this life is necessary, and there's not redundancies or surpluses or not enough. How much is it? Like 1,500 calories a day or less? Today with diets, it can be even half of that. Niv, you're in a diet. More? Okay, more. But it's not a matter of calories, you should understand. It's a matter that you decide that this is what you receive. You receive it in order to exist only. There's not too much or too less, meaning that you'll have no pleasures or sufferings. You're taking it, and that's it. Simply, like in a car. You fill up the tank, the gas tank. Does it enjoy? No. So you're the same thing. Okay? So today, when you eat lunch, the first meal, the third meal, think about that. That you're doing it only in order to... What are you laughing? Only in order... It's not for your pleasure, in short.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Rav, yeah, you just answered the question, because the question was what type of desires we should not be using exactly, because we always say that we shouldn't limit ourselves in our desires, the ones that we came to learn Kabbalah with. Before that, we shouldn't limit ourselves with those desires, but I think you just answered it.
I don't understand what he's asking. That we don't need to limit ourselves? Correct. Don't limit yourself? That's true. What we need to do is we need to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah and constantly fill ourselves with the importance of the goal. And as a result of the importance of the goal, all the rest of the things that don't have to do with the importance of the goal will fall off. We don't engage in limitations, in diets, and how do we call it? Well, mortifications. It should be clear. That's not acceptable in any way for us. Okay? I told you, eat as much as you want, drink with big, lay down on big, fat, beautiful pillows. Doesn't matter. What else you're missing? In the air conditioning from here, from there, a beautiful blanket, music, something. And you're sleeping. Like that. Okay. But at 3 o'clock exactly, you come to the lesson. A quarter to, yes. No. Meaning, it's very important, it's clear. Meaning, limitations. No, but rather existence. Keep things that have to do with the goal. It's a very sensitive point, a delicate point. No one understands this, because in religion, it's the opposite, it's different. The more you limit yourself, and... There are many things like that, because that's what was defined for the general folks. The general folks needed to do that. They needed that. They needed limitations to hold them. But we are only going for the reforming light, the correction. Therefore, until it comes, everything you want to correct on yourself will be a corruption. Don't correct anything. Only the reforming light. It is what corrects. Hence, you will see how many disastrous things you'll have in your attributes and your behaviors, and you won't be able to do a thing against them. The upper light must correct them. That's it. The upper light. That's the way. We don't engage in any corrections on our own. only the light. Because all of those corrections are called the world correctors. It doesn't work. You can't correct in such a way. Only the lights correct the kelim. Yes, Moshe.
But should I try to correct? Of course, the light corrects. But let's say I yell at everyone and it disturbs me and them. And what?
No. I long completely for a different state, to be similar to the Creator, to adhere to Him, to do acts of bestowal, love of friends, study, all kinds of such things. I don't care what I have there, all kinds of a disaster. The Creator made that. I created the evil inclination. And when it's needed, He will correct it. For the time being, I need to live with that. I am not going to correct myself. I don't think about the evil. I am drawn to the good, to adhesion. I can do some action in order to adhere even more to the group and through the group to the Creator, and that's it. But in place of that, look, you can correct all kinds of things. No. No. I am going towards the correction. The correction through adhesion. Dvikut.
Yes, I
understand. Israel, the light, and the Creator. That's it. If I turn into living into my serpents, into all the, in order to receive in me in all its different forms, I will be there. I need to be maximally, as much as possible, in adhesion. Only the light will show me in what way and when it will correct it.
That's clear. So let's say the light shows me that I'm very bossy and I'm overbearing and I humiliate people around me. Maybe I should do something about it?
No. You'll just break it twice. You'll extend the breakage.
So I should continue using everyone until the light corrects me?
No, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to engage in correction, in adhesion to the Creator, in adhesion to the group, in adhesion to drawing the reforming light.
But it's like there's no connection.
But the reforming light will choose what to correct. It will choose what to do. How do you know that this is something you want to get rid of? Why? Because egotistically, I feel, let's say I'm a liar. I like to lie. Well, what can I do? That's a attribute that I received from nature. Right, Gershon? Don't lie to us. Say it straightforward. So what do? I'm suffering from it. They caught me once and twice, friends. But I constantly am doing all kinds of stories, all kinds of things. Children sometimes have that kind of a period of time. So because I'm suffering, my ego is suffering, I now go to ask for correction on that.
I'm not suffering. They're suffering for me. I can continue. Because I heard I have to be in good relations with the friends, I don't want to insult them.
How can you ask for corrections if you're not suffering? So they say, upon your egoistic suffering, don't ask. You need to give a place for the light to correct the state. Only in drawing light, only in adhering to the group, inside there's the light. It'll correct. What it'll correct, you'll find out. It knows what order it's going to do it.
But it's like there's no connection. I draw the light during the lesson, and I don't feel any connection between this and my relationship with friends during the day, where all of a sudden things come up, like lying and dumb, overbearing, and stuff like that.
Try to see that there is a connection.
How do I know that I drew light?
No, I'm telling you, this is also written in the Who Raises Chassidim. Whoever wants to break his evil inclination gets double of it.
Let's say I drew light during the Congress. I assume I did it. I did the workshops and everything. Should I see improvement in my qualities?
Not necessarily so. For what? It could be that by drawing the light, you feel yourself even more in the darkness. And you say, how could it be? This is the Torah and this is its reward? I was now for 4 days all the time in the convention, really like that. I constantly thought I was in the tent, in the workshops, I cried constantly.
There were no breaks.
There were no breaks, okay. I cried that there were no breaks. In short, and now what? What am I? I need to see how everything is corrected in me.
Right. Instead of being a liar, I want to be better. Improvement.
Are you in some, recovery place for healing? Did you come here to correct your bad things that are in you?
Well, yes, because the friends are suffering from it.
So I'm telling you, this won't happen. You came here in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Not in order to correct yourself.
But is there no connection between contentment to the Creator and this?
I don't know. I don't decide that. There's a connection, but I don't decide it. You understand? There's a big difference here. It's where you're directed towards.
I understand, but in order to bring contentment to the Creator, I have to love the friends. To love the friends, I have to stop lying, controlling them, bossing them around. So is the light supposed to change these qualities in me?
Let the light do what it wants. You engage only in drawing it. What do you think, that you're wiser with this order that you understand? Or the light which created all the desires and states and controls all those states? You just need to raise its intensivity. That's it. You don't know what else. You just need to add, against all the ways that you're awakened. I don't know, someone's screaming at you, someone's saying something about you, whatever. If it awakens you to the light, you don't need to waste light on needing to correct because of him or because of him or because of him. You need to come to adhesion with the Creator.
I understand the light corrects, but I am asking about one point, about making an effort. Yes, I understand you don't even need to make an effort.
Which effort?
An effort to get rid of lying, of trying to control and boss the friends around.
No, I don't want that. Not me. I don't exist. Ibur starts from there is no me. I don't exist in the world, in the spiritual world. Only the result of me exists, in which I'm giving, bestowing, adding, contributing. How else can we say? Is there some other word? In short, there is no other way. I'm not thinking of any correction of my own. How to bring contentment to others? Yes. How to be corrected for me more? No. You should see how logical this is. It's correct. Because otherwise you're constantly working with your evil inclination, with your ego.
I understand it. I heard that you don't have to finish the job. You just have to try. So I'm trying to try.
To try to do good to others.
So how can I do good to others?
No, now you're starting with your intellect. But in order to do something good, I need first of all to be healthy, fat, understanding, feeling, with strength. Then I'll be able to do something.
So according to Kabbalah, in order to be good to others, you have to draw light.
Meaning, give me some sack with... filled with gold, and then I'll be able to spread it out to others too.
So what does it mean to be good to others? To draw light?
Yes, only that. Let it work. That's pure, otherwise not.
And without knowing if it's working or not.
Also, yes.
I shouldn't even check it, huh?
Don't check it. How can you check it?
Well, doesn't it make sense that if I have to check if I drew it or not? Maybe I didn't.
You'll be asked, do you want to see, Mushi? You say, no, I don't want to see a thing. I don't want it. I want to remain in doubts.
No, not to see in order to enjoy, but to see if I'm in the right direction or not, if I'm correcting or not.
The direction, how to open the place for the light, that yes. Other than that, nothing. No other result. Beyond that, no. You don't want to know or to see, because that's not your work already. That's called the Creator's work. He does that.
Can I ask another question?
Our work is just to make an opening.
About the meals, what you said, it's more disturbing. About the meals.
The meals?
You said not to enjoy. Why? Since when do we not enjoy physical things?
What were we talking about?
Right, now, about the meals. Soon we'll have a meal. Why shouldn't we want to enjoy it?
No, nevertheless, why did I say it that way? Because usually I say that we need to enjoy from all those things.
Yeah.
Enjoy. What can I tell you? But I'm telling you that soon that will change. It'll change. It's... You will start to discover in this grass, and then you'll start to enjoy pleasures that are in the food together with bringing contentment to the Creator. It's a process. It's not worthwhile to talk about it now yet. It's a process. Toronto.
Rav, just following the same question what Mushi started. We learned that in spirituality, I does not exist. There is a new state where we really belongs to one, and we one united ten. So how we can help each other, strengthen and magnify that our future state, where the friends will go through the day, will have all the alien thoughts, they'll have a whole bunch of obstacles. What exactly my help to help them to stay in the state of Ubar and think about the connection of our connection? So what exactly the help of each and every one of us
keep? By constantly thinking about him, that you want to help them think about the matter of Ibur. By that you're helping them, and like that each helps the others. It certainly helps. I have nothing more to say, but we're advancing there. This topic is becoming closer. We're willing to stand it. We're not really battling it. It's really not simple. It'll be okay. You were there, no? Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. But I don't understand annulment.
Total.
It's a word, but it's not clear. It's really unclear. Do I annul? The light cancels me? What?
Do you have a little child?
Yes.
If, God forbid, something happens to him, do you nullify completely to arrange those things for him? Yes, I saw how much you love him. Your little child. That's it. That's called annulment. Instead of my desire, I am willing with my desire, with all of my forces, to implement his desire.
No.
Well?
Okay, we were in the Congress, okay, Rav? We were in the Congress, and my friends want to bring me somewhere. Okay, they are bringing me somewhere.
היינו בכנס והחברים שלי רוצים להביא אותי לאנשהו.
And they want to eat something.
הם רוצים להביא אותי ולאכול משהו.
I want to eat something else.
אני רוצה לאכול משהו אחר.
And I couldn't agree to eat what they want to eat.
לא יכולתי להסכים לאכול מה שהם רצו לאכול.
So how do we start to nullify yourself?
איך מתחילים לבטל את עצמנו?
And they are telling me that I'm not nullifying myself.
והם אומרים לי אני לא אתה לא מבטל את עצמך.
And I see they are right, but I can't because I'm so hungry.
אני רואה שהם צודקים, אבל אני לא מסוגל כי אני כל כך רעב.
זה עניין של חשיבות. אני לא יכול להגיד לך.
It's a matter of importance. I can't really tell you. It's a matter of importance.
בצורה פרקטית, איך אנחנו מבטלים את עצמנו?
נלמד בימים האלו.
We will be learning this in the upcoming days. I don't have any strength to talk anymore.
Okay, I want to give a report about the upcoming holidays. In the upcoming holidays, Rosh Hashanah, we'll have 8 meals, so we'll have a chance to scrutinize a lot.
8 meals in 5 days? That's not a lot.
Well, we don't have that every day. We're going to have 10 lessons also. It all starts tomorrow morning. We have the usual morning lesson at 1:30 p.m. we'll have a lesson, and then at 3 we'll have a joint meal for the holiday. We're inviting relatives. There'll be joint meal with relatives
tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon at 3, a festive meal for Rosh Hashanah. Thursday
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then at 7, 8, 9, I don't want to eat?
We have a meal with...
Yeah, no, but it's maybe like that.
Right, we'll have a meal tomorrow with fish and then meat tomorrow at 3 p.m.
I'm asking the families that are eating at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then they go home at 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. Don't they want to eat something? Maybe it's too early.
Now we do it early on purpose so that our friends can go to their families as well. Because we want to be considerate of them. Thursday, we'll have 2 lessons and 2 meals. It's like the Shabbat schedule. Friday, we'll have 2 meals and 2 lessons, just like on Shabbat. And then on Shabbat, on Saturday, we'll have again the Shabbat schedule. 2 days and two lessons and 2 meals. Sunday, we'll have the morning lesson as usual. In the evening, we'll have the anniversary meal for Rabash, the Yotzeit. It'll be a meal and Yeshivat Chavarim for the men. Monday morning, we'll go to the gravesite of Rabash. That's the schedule until Monday. We sent it a couple of weeks ago. You can check it. And we'll resend it today so the friends can be updated.
Any other questions? What? About the meals?
Rav, with your permission, Alon, his father is very concerned. He's constantly concerned with the friends having something to eat.
One is working and the other is doing an advertisement, publishing.
No, he really gave us all great inspiration. He doesn't rest for 1 minute.
You're his speaker, or what's going on?
No, just to let you know.
You don't speak like that about me. Wherever there's meals and stuff like that, it's easier for it to probably. Okay, guys. So for today, we only have as usual.
Yeah, tonight there's the morning. There's a Zohar lesson at 6:15. The preparation 6:30 to 8. The Zohar lesson tonight, as wonderful. Usual.
Daily task from Toronto. Yes.
The daily task. Today, the 10 will search for how to help the friends to strengthen and intensify the state of Ubar. Today, the 10 will search for how to help the friends to strengthen and intensify the state of Ubar. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Tov.
Okay. I didn't think that I would be able to hold it together. Well, maybe a song or something, Danny.
Before the song, one announcement. You're invited to join us for the Zohar lesson at 6:30. And we thank our viewers on TV, and good night, and good day. And now, we'll sing. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו, מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים. בוא ניצח Seem to have been.